Hey guys, this is Whitney and you're listening to Meet the Owner. I'm so excited to be back here with you guys. It's been such a long time, but I am back with some great news. Meet the Owner podcast is now available on iHeartRadio. Just download the app, go to podcast and search Meet the Owner podcast and you will see the podcast. Yay! I'm so excited about that. So excited. I feel like I've been gone for so long. I miss you guys. I miss talking to you guys. I miss finding and speaking with my owners. But I am back and we have such an amazing lineup of creatives and owners that I have found. And I'm so excited to talk to them and I'm so excited to introduce them to you guys so that you guys can get more insight, be more inspired, and just overall in a good space. So there's been a ton going on with me. I feel like I have so much to update you guys on since the last podcast episode that I did. So let's see what's going on. So with just life in general, I've been taking the time to focus on me and really to sit with myself and to sit with what I want and who I want to be and really walking in the path or finding the path or creating a path that I want to walk on. So I kind of lead with that and I've been leading with, okay, who do I essentially want to be in life? And I kind of walk along that path and try to align myself, because the truth of the matter is that we don't know where our path is going to lead us. But I try to think of different things that I feel like I want to do with my life and trying to align myself with that path. And so I've been taking the time to listen to myself and I've been taking the time to really hone in on what I want and don't want and who I want to be and don't want to be and all that good stuff. So that's kind of what I've been doing. And it's such an amazing feeling to be within yourself and to listen to yourself, because for so long, you listen to so many other people. Since you were a kid, right? You listen to your parents, you listen to your teachers, you listen to everybody. You have to listen to everybody but yourself. So as a growing adult, it feels so good to be able to just to go deep within yourself and just to listen to yourself. I guess that's why meditation is so powerful and so useful, is because you take the time and you go within and you sit within yourself and you listen to yourself. I have not practiced meditation yet, but I think that's something that I really want to get into. There's a lot of things that I actually want to get into. Speaking about meditation, I think that's probably why it's so successful and powerful and it works. Anyway, what else has been going on? First of all, there's been so much going on in the world. I was about to say there's so much going on in America, and then it reminded me of Childish Gambino's video. Which was brilliant, by the way. I love the fact that, and many of you may not know this already, but I love the fact that as a creative, I'm always all over the place. Like, my mind is always going. It's always going. I feel like I have a million tabs open in my mind at the same time, and I'm just flicking through the tabs about like what I want to do and the things that I want to create and the things that I want to like build and sell and all this craziness. But I love that about myself, because I'm always thinking, I'm constantly thinking, I'm constantly evolving, and I'm constantly like everywhere. And that's why I understand creatives, and I understand that the mind is so complex and there's just always something going on. But I do love that about myself, because it keeps the engine running. I do have days where I'm just like, okay, I don't want to think, I just want to try to like relax, and I'll put on Netflix and like, you know, watch a movie or something. But other times, most of the time, 97.9% of the time, rounded to 98%, I am like all over the place. And, you know, if you know me, you know that I'm just like all over the place, which is why I don't really like the term random, because I don't think anything is ever random. Like, what makes something random? You know, it's like if you're thinking about it, like, it's not random. It's just I'm thinking about it. Like, that's what's going on at the time, you know? So back to what I was saying. So I love that I'm like a creative and like my mind is always running at 1,000 miles per hour. I love that I'm always thinking about different things. One of the things that I've been thinking about is creating a creative society within my generation. And I talk about this a lot with my friends, right? So a lot of us, we look to the celebrities and we look to the people that are probably older than us or have been doing things for 10, 15 years longer than us. And we're reaching out to them and we're like, how can you help me? How can I get to your level? Can you be my mentor? And the reality is that they have worked for 20, 25 years until they've gotten to that point. And their peers have simultaneously done the same thing. So the Gabrielle Unions and the Taraji P. Hensons and the you know, the Jay-Z's and the P. Diddy's and the Russell Simmons of the world, they grew up together and was in that same generation together and put in the work, and they were determined to get to a successful place that they are now together. So what I want to do is extend horizontally within my generation and build a collective that we all grow together within that generation, within our generation. And we network and we help each other and we help build and we grow together so that in 10 to 15 years, we are looking left and right and we're like, hey guys, remember 20 years ago we were reaching out or wanting help to get to where we are now? You know, because the truth is, no one has the answers. You can reach out to someone and say, hey, how did you become an A-list celebrity? Or how did you become an A-list actor or actress? And they could tell you the exact same steps that they took to get there. Quitting their job, moving across country, being homeless, having no money, having no food, living out of a car, whatever they did. And you can even, if you're crazy enough, you can even follow those exact same steps and do exactly what they did, and you will not become who they are. Why? Because that's not your path. That's not your fate. That's not for you. While it's good to get insight, it's good to ask questions and get insight on what someone else did or how they did it, but in reality, that may or may not be the same path for you. So it's good to want to have a mentor. It's good to want to ask, how did you do this? Can you help me? Can you connect me? It's good. But at the end of the day, everyone is looking out for themselves. So while you're reaching out to these people that have been in their industry for 10, 15, 20 years, they are already deeply rooted within their network and their generation, right? Because you invested those years with those people. So, which is why it may seem like it's harder when you reach out to people who have elevated that ladder. It may seem like it's harder to elevate because they're already deeply rooted horizontally. So what we need to do, and what I think is going to be really powerful for my generation and the group of creatives that I'm seeing, we create a root, a deeply rooted horizontal bond within our generation where we grow and build a network together. And as millennials, we're so, so, so innovative. And even it may not even take 15 years. You know, this is 20 years ago. For us, being so innovative and being so freaking smart and brilliant, it may take us 5 years. You know, it may take us 10. But I think reaching out horizontally versus reaching out vertically is going to make a big difference. And I am all for supporting one another. I'm all for, of course, women. Supporting other women, but I'm all for supporting my generation, my network, my people. I'm all for it. With that being said, I don't really know how I'm going to probably announce this, but I will become an investor. There are a few different things that I am deeply passionate about and that I already know what I'm going to invest in, but I am going to become an investor. I'll probably talk more about this in a few other episodes, but that's what I'm going to do. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting. I'm going to be investing in businesses and brands within my generation. Super exciting stuff. I'll talk to you guys more on that. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. I think, you know, we are really the key to the future. We are the key to change. And I see some great things. I've met some great people and you guys have some great ideas. And I am so excited to start that process. I'm so, so, so excited. So I want to talk about why I am anti-excuses. Right. And I know this may sound cliche or whatever the case, but I've become anti-excuse. Here's why. Growing up in the hood, basically, impoverished neighborhood, whatever you want to say, growing up there and looking back on it now, I realized that there were so many excuses as to why something was, why it was not. It was just excuses. And you sit here and you look back on it and you're like, wow, like there were so many excuses as to why things were the way that they were. I can elaborate on that because people are probably like, what do you mean? What excuses? Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So everything in life is a choice. You have a choice to do anything in life. Anything in life, you have a choice. If you don't like the situation that you're in, you have the power to change it, period. That's just the way of life. If you don't like your situation, you can change it, period. If you don't change the situation that you're in, it's because either A, you're making an excuse as to why you're there, or B, you like the situation that you're in. Here you have a situation, you can either A, change it, or not. And you take those certain steps to change it. You do what you have to do, or B, you just don't, and you make an excuse as to why you're there. And I've learned that growing up in the hood, you know, people make a lot of excuses as to why they're there, why they can't leave, why things are this way, the government, their neighbors, the society, the school system, lack of funds, lack of education. All these things are excuses, right? So coming out of that environment and seeing that the world is really your oyster. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's holding you back. Nobody's holding your legs. Nobody's saying, no, you cannot do that. Well, people are saying, no, you can't do it, but you don't have to listen to people. Nobody is stopping you. If you want to go out here right now and create a line of bags made from recycled plastic, you can do that. You can collect your plastic and you can get your sewing machine or whatever you're going to use, gun, glue gun, whatever, and you can make your bags and you can sell them. Now, business plan and pricing and all that other good stuff, that's a different conversation. But the point is, nobody is going to stop you from doing something that you want to do. So again, being out of that situation where it was excuse driven, seeing that you can literally do whatever it is that you want to do, I am intolerant of an excuse or someone who makes an excuse for something or who I can't listen to it. I can't stand it. I can't listen to it. Whatever it is that you want to get done, get it done. In the words of my dear friend, get it done, period. Like, that's just it. I made a comment on one of my pictures. There's no amount of excuse. There's no amount of trouble or whatever that will make someone care about why you didn't get something done. It doesn't matter, right? Because outside of your world of why you think something is an excuse, outside of that, people are getting things done and they're living and they're making things happen. So in your world of excuses or on why you think things are the way that they are or why they aren't, there's a whole world out here of people and places and things that are actually moving and getting things done. It just takes for you to step outside of that excuse-driven bubble that you're in and actually just do it. We all have families. We all have lives. Some of us have kids. We have jobs. We have bills. We have debt. We have expenses. We have needs, wants. Everybody has that. So that's not an excuse. I'm so sorry for you. I'm so sorry to say that. But that's not really an excuse as to why you can't do something. I hear people say all the time, well, I have my family and my job and my bills and my whatever as an excuse as to why they can't do whatever it is that they want to do. Reality is we all have family and jobs and bills and kids and but there's still other people that do exactly what it is that they want to do. So in that, I wanted to say, I can't tolerate excuses. And that has forced me to not make excuses for something. If there's something that I want to do, I'm going to find a way to do it. Even if I don't have the means at that point, I'm going to sit with myself, as I said in the beginning, sitting with yourself and thinking about, okay, how can I really get this done? How can I go deep within myself and really figure out how I'm going to get this done without the excuses, you know, without staying inside of that bubble? How can I get things done? Once you do that, you will unlearn the ability to process making an excuse, right? Because it's so easy to make an excuse as to, oh, I just didn't do it because I had blah, blah, blah. So it's so easy to just make an excuse about why we didn't do something, but it's harder to find a solution as to how we're gonna do something. So challenge yourself to be on the other side of finding that solution to do whatever it is that you want to do. And asking for help isn't a bad thing. Asking for advice isn't a bad thing. But before you do that, start with yourself and figure out if you can do all that you could do to try to figure it out. Because it all starts with you. Everything starts with you. Whatever it is that you want to do, it starts with you. Remember that. Everything starts with you. The way you think, the way you eat, breathe, your thought process, your creativity, it all starts with you. You hold the power. You have the key. So just remember that it starts with you. So guys, I am so excited for what's to come for Meet the Owner. Again, available on iHeartRadio. So excited for you guys to listen to it there. And I have some really great things in store that I'm going to be sharing with you guys. I have some awesome and creative owners that I found. I'm always like scouting for people and excited to hear people's stories, because even when you see someone as something, let's just say I meet someone as a baker, for instance, right? They could have started at a totally different chapter in their lives. The reason why I love to find these different creatives and people who are just owning what they do is because the journey is always different. Where you start is always different from where you're going to end. And I love to find those people and highlight their stories to let you guys know that it's going to be okay. Wherever you are now is going to be different from where you land. So whatever you're going through right now, it will pass. And it's difficult to hear in the moment, but just know that time reveals all, heals all, and you can't out-time time. You can't beat time. You cannot plan against time. Time will always win. And I said this to somebody before, time will always win. So don't try to beat time. Don't try to rush things, because with time, and I'm speaking to myself also too, because I could be so like anxious and like wanting things right then and there. And I know this about myself. I can get so like antsy and frustrated and like, ugh. But I know in the back of my mind, I know that, you know what, I'm going to have to wait either way. And time is going to, I can't beat it. So there's nothing I can do. I can't rush it. I can't rush things to happen. I cannot rush, you know, we just can't do it. That's why this podcast exists, because of the idea of wanting to highlight people's stories and to let other people know that you are not alone. You are not going through whatever you're going through alone. And here you can listen to people's stories firsthand and to see that they started green and now they're red. Or they started doing this and now they're doing that. And it takes listening to someone's story lets you know that whatever you're going through is okay. And take the time to experience those things. Because my story, it didn't start the same. Where I'm sitting now was not the same as where I was sitting 5 years ago. So just taking that time and going through life, transitioning and moving out of state and doing all those things, traveling, meeting different people, got me to where I am right now. So I'm excited to bring you so many more creatives to the podcast to hear their stories and experience what they've been through and their journeys and their stories. So excited, guys. So stay tuned for more. I'm Whitney and you're listening to Meet the Owner.